This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
We're all watching the air quality hazardous levels in multiple states, so take care, I guess, before you go outside. Good news is it will be over soon, probably tomorrow. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 as over 200 wildfires rage in Canada. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But in Philadelphia, we have crime raging every single day in this city. And we had an incident happen over the weekend that was just truly heartbreaking and infuriating. Here to talk about it with us, Ben Manis. He is an expert in security and criminal justice reform. He has served as a federal and municipal law enforcement officer and was the former director, Office of Investigations, with the American Bureau of Internal Medicine. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Rich. It's always good to be on. How are you doing today?
Doing well, my friend. And your latest piece over at broadandliberty.com, a great site, one of my favorites, really gets into this question of a culture in Philadelphia. Before I get into your piece, I think it'd be good for people to know a little bit of the context of what happened last week over the weekend and all the gritty details of it.
Absolutely. So for roughly 8 years now, the city has been very lax as it approaches illegal vehicle gatherings. And what we've known it more commonly as these ATV and dirt bike takeovers that have just been rampaging our streets since pretty much the end of the Nutter administration, beginning of the Kennedy administration. And it was always a hands-off approach that metastasized like a cancer when Danielle Outlaw was appointed commissioner, because she not only extended the no chase policy on these vehicles, but told them not to stop these vehicles because, God forbid, one of them falls off the bike and gets hurt running from the police as they illegally take over the streets. So what we're seeing now is the issue has extended to these vehicle sideshows. And this has really been prevalent since 2021, 2022. Both years I wrote stories about it because there have been some extremely embarrassing videos where police cars were surrounded and attacked in the middle of these sideshows. And that's what happened over the weekend when a massive string of sideshows, not just one, but three disparate locations, one at Frankfurt in Cottman, right in the heart of Mayfair, one all the way at Busselton and Philmont on the Bucks County border up by Somerton, and the last one being a takeover, a stop on I-95 right under the Penn's Landing bypass. So they actually took over a busy interstate highway in the middle of the night when cars are flying through that area. So it's extremely dangerous. And to give you an idea of just how the city was caught flat-footed on this issue, there were 300 spectators at each of these events. So this was something that was obviously coordinated and telegraphed through social media because 300 people don't just magically show up in one place at one time. And in this particular circumstance at 3:24 in the morning, the state troopers obviously were dispatched to location, and a couple of them showed up. They don't roll in big numbers like the city police. And when they ordered this young man, 18-year-old Christopher Allegrini, who came from Glens Mills, Delaware County, with a Audi S4. So this is an 18-year-old with a $50,000 car, souped up to the gills. They ordered him out of the car. He didn't respond. He didn't, he didn't obey those orders. And when he gunned the motor, what the trooper said, he gunned the motor toward the officers. He hit one of the troopers, and the other one fired one shot and killed him. So now, of course, there's outrage. The media is portraying Allegrini as an 18-year-old angel who's never been in trouble before, even though now we have court records showing he was, in this very same year, in the last 6 months, arrested for speeding more than 45 miles over the speed limit in that souped-up Audi S4. So, yeah, we're in a circumstance right now where there's a confluence of personal responsibility problems, where people think they can ignore the orders at gunpoint of an armed state trooper and not get shot, as well as the fact that the city's policies have created, again, and I've reported on this, we've discussed this on separate cases, where people feel it's okay to come to the city of Brotherly Love.
Well, that's, you know, that's, and Ben, and that's what I want to get to. I mean, obviously, the shooting is under investigation, and we'll let the investigation play out, and we'll find out all the facts, obviously. And really should be the state attorney general doing the investigation, not Larry Krasner, the district attorney, who I think is biased against cops. But it is the culture of lawlessness that attracts people to come into the city of Philadelphia, that they think that this is a city without consequences. I mean, you even had Democrats on Twitter who were saying that Larry Krasner bears as much responsibility for this young man's death as the state trooper does, because he's created this culture whereby people think, oh, I can go to Philly, nothing's going to happen, nothing, there's no ramifications for my conduct.
Yeah, I mean, not just with that. So previous talks that Krasner's initial edicts when he came into office 6 years ago, roughly, we had a situation where he said he's not going to prosecute things like retail theft. Well, gee, we're seeing a lot of that on Walnut Street lately. We're not going to criminalize addiction by making possession cases in court. And we're seeing a lot of that on Kensington, leading to massive overdoses and opioid deaths. And now we're seeing it with the vehicle things. And you know, Krasner is not only to bear, but Kenny and Outlaw share an extreme amount of burden on this one, because the decisions not to deploy police effectively and not to at least make the arrests that lead to that interaction with the Krasner administration, well, that's being done when it comes to these by Commissioner Outlaw and Mayor Kenney. And lastly, the city council bears a great deal of burden on this one. And now that we have Sherelle Parker coming in from council, we're hoping maybe we can put the cork back in the bottle, because the driving equality law applies here. Some of the vehicle code issues that they no longer let Philadelphia police officers make stops on, that was painted toward racial equity because of financial issues. Oh, people can't afford to get their vehicle inspected. People can't afford these things. Well, they apply to things like dark tints and resonators and all these things that make this car culture so popular when they do these drifting sideshows. So we're seeing this official policy lead to people saying, "Go, hey, man, Philly is the place to commit crime. No one's going to get us in trouble."
Ben Manis is with me, and Ben is an expert in law enforcement issues. His latest piece over at broadandliberty.com. And yeah, I mean, I've been hearing, I live in South Jersey, but one of the river towns, so I've been hearing these drag races go on for years. I've also heard these trunk parties where they blast music, and the sound seems to travel across the river. Towns in South Jersey trying to work with the Philadelphia Police Department on it, but these thugs just wind up moving to different locations all the time for their parties. And so when you start attracting people from outside the city to come in, knowing when they think that nothing's going to happen to them, and this continues to occur in our city, you realize why there needs to be a top-down change. But Larry Krasner is part of what I think is an overall, I mean, a lot of these district attorneys across the country funded by George Soros for the purpose of trying to change this country from the bottom up by going through the courthouse. That's why Larry Krasner's here. That's why George Soros wrote him the check.
Yep, absolutely. And it plays out in the backbenching of official law enforcement by simply non-enforcing the law. So, you know, if Krasner had any intestinal fortitude whatsoever, he would run for a legislative seat in the state. And he would go up there and try to change all these laws he thinks aren't fair. What he's doing is simply not enforcing them. And when he's not enforcing them, people think it's okay to commit them. Merely because they're still against the law. I mean, I'll give you an example of prosecution that works. During the Giuliani administration in New York, they had problems with car gatherings. They had problems with people going to places like Times Square to pick up prostitutes. And when you did, they seized your car upon arrest. And you know what? That stopped streetwalkers by the tunnels because people from Jersey didn't want to come in and lose their car and not be able to get back to Jersey. So, yeah, this is an issue where the DA is unwilling to do those things. He's not even willing to make the charges to begin with. And in response, the police department isn't deploying the resources because we have the tools and the talent. We have something called the DIVIC, the Delaware Valley Intelligence Center. We could comb social media to see where these folks are. And when they show up, they're met with a wall of police and a wall of tow trucks to take these illegal off-road vehicles and illegal street racers off the road. He's not doing that. They don't have the guts to go through the legal process to actually see these things through.
It's also got to be infuriating to be a police officer in the city at this moment, because you are put in a position where, once again, your hands are tied and you cannot do your job because of this administration. The commissioner, the police, the mayor, of course, and the district attorney, Larry Krasner. You can't do your job.
Yep. And imagine how it feels to be that young trooper to have been outnumbered 300-1 on the middle of the highway at 3:24 in the morning. And one shot rings out, and now the media, we're talking Channel 6, we're talking The Inquirer, are painting him as a bad guy because, you know, the kid had money. Well, no, you don't get to have money and come into the city and wreak havoc. And we saw the same thing with the Pfeffer family, because this kid came from Buckingham to kill a cop just a few weeks ago, Christopher Fitzgerald. So all of these laws, and really the non-enforcement of laws here in the city of Philadelphia, that's being really undertaken in the vein of racial equity and, you know, economic equity, has been taken advantage of by anyone of the criminal element, to include two kids of wealthy means who came into the city to commit their crime. So is that something, now that we have the Parker administration coming in, they want to continue? Or are we going to see some use of the bully pulpit and change of these policies? One could only hope so, because we need to change this and get a culture of compliance back in the public sector, in the same vein that we see in the private sector.
Well, I just mentioned she hasn't won yet. David O is running as the Republican nominee. Of course, it's Philadelphia, so he's got a long shot, yeah, but still a shot. And so let's see how this goes. Ben Maness, thanks for your time today. Ben, where can people follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, at Public Safety, SME. That's all one word. On Twitter, and check out my work at broadandliberty.com.
All right, my friend, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, if as the show goes on today, and obviously we're going to keep giving you these air alerts, got a funny tweet about this. 2 weeks to slow the smog. Very good from Mr. Papa Giorgio. Stay in your house for 2 weeks to slowly spread the smog. We are all in this together. Very funny. Jeremy Burke says, I love all these people wearing their masks today, trying to protect from the Canadian smoke. I guess they also believe you can never get cancer or emphysema from smoking cigarettes because of the filter. Oh, what is that, Matt DeSantis? The New York Times said what now?
The New York Times on the front page, I don't know if it's still there, but they did say that you could wear the N95s to protect against the smog.
Ah, the N95s, yes. If you have any left over from the good old COVID days. Although the people in New York City who would be wearing a mask right now, they bought them in bulk.
They have to use them for something at this point.
Yeah, and they bought them on Amazon just last week, because if their supply gets low, they quickly restock. I think it's on auto ship, actually. 855-839-1210. Well, listen, you know, as we go on, I'm going to get into presidential politics, Chris Christie, Mike Pence, all of these various issues today. Will the Department of Justice be indicting Donald Trump? Is an indictment imminent? I'll tell you what some people on social media are saying about this, and what the former president is saying about this. And how did these wildfires start exactly? There's lots of questions around that, too. So we'll talk about all that today. Emmons Roofing and Siding is going to help you, because Emmons is the company that I use and trust in my home. Years ago, we bought our new house. We needed a new roof. So Emmons did the roof. They did a great job. They clean up when they're done. They give you a free estimate. The work is done on time, which is very key, and on budget. And I have a lifetime warranty on that roof, which means a lot to me. And Emmons is a company that is not going anywhere. They're not going away. So they'll be able to service that roof if it ever needs servicing. And right now, because times are tough economically for a lot of people out there, they are offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off every project that they do, plus 12 months same as cash financing. That's right. Yeah, 10% off and 12 months same as cash financing. You can't beat that. And that's for roofs, roof repairs, windows, doors, siding, every project that Emmons does. So reach out to them today. Just go to emmonsroofing.com. Matt and Stephanie would love to take care of you and help you with your home. And they serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and of course, the Jersey Shore as well. Use the company that I trust and use in my home and get 10% off and 12 months same as cash to pay for it by going to emmonsroofing.com, emmonsroofing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's Wednesday hump day, getting through the week. Air quality alerts, a code red for Philadelphia. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. My son just had a couple of his evening activities canceled for the night because of the air cover over the sky. Anyway, that's all that we can tell you at this point. They say it's going to be better probably maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after. But life will go on. No, that's the good news about this. And yes, it is Canada's fault. Cosmo and Buddy, blame Canada. You're damn right we blame Canada, particularly Justin Trudeau. I blame him for this. No question about it. It's his fault. I don't know how, but I'll figure out how I can tie him into it somehow before the show's over. I guarantee you that. Remember yesterday we had on a great guest on the show, and we were talking about the latest with all the cover-ups by the Department of Justice and everything else. Well, Aaron Maté, who was my guest yesterday, he had a piece today over at the Gray Zone. Leaks reveal how the FBI helps Ukraine censor Twitter users and obtain their info. Yes, the FBI aided a Ukrainian intelligence effort to ban Twitter users and collect their data. New leaks show Twitter declined to censor journalists targeted by Ukraine, including the Gray Zone's Aaron Mattei. The FBI has aided a Ukrainian intelligence effort to censor social media users and obtain their personal information. In March of 2022, an FBI special agent sent Twitter a list of accounts on behalf of the Security Service of Ukraine, Ukraine's main intelligence agency. The accounts, the FBI wrote, are suspected by the SBU in spreading fear and disinformation. In an attached memo, the SBU asked Twitter to remove the accounts and hand over their user data. The Ukrainian government's FBI-enabled targets extend to members of the media, and the SBU, which is the Security Service of Ukraine, gave this list to the FBI. And, well, I should say they gave the list. The FBI then gave that list to Twitter, included the name of Aaron Mattei, who is the journalist who was on the show the other day and who's writing this piece. Also had his Twitter profile in there as well. In its response to the FBI, Twitter agreed to review the accounts for inauthenticity, but raised concerns about the inclusion of Aaron and other American and Canadian journalists. The FBI's attempt to ban Twitter accounts at the request of Ukrainian intelligence is among the most overt requests for censorship in all the Twitter files. A cache of leaked communications from social media giant, of course, exposed by Matt Taibbi and others. The FBI censorship request was relayed in a March 27th, 2022 email from FBI Special Agent Alexander Kobzinets, the assistant legal attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv. To two Twitter executives, four FBI colleagues were copied on the exchange. Thank you very much for your time to discuss the assistance to Ukraine. He wrote, I'm including a list of accounts I received over a couple of weeks from the Security Service of Ukraine. These accounts are suspected by the SBU in spreading fear and disinformation for your review and consideration. The attached document drafted by Ukraine's SBU contained 163 accounts, including his. The listed Twitter profiles, the secret Security Service of Ukraine alleged, have been used to disseminate disinformation and fake news to inaccurately reflect events in Ukraine, justify war crimes of the Russian authorities on the territory of the Ukrainian state in violation of international law. In order to stop Russian aggression on the information front, the SBU continued, we kindly ask you to take urgent measures to block these Twitter accounts and provide us with user data specified during registration. The SBU expressed its gratitude for the existing level of interaction. Taking into account the above, to stop Russian aggression on the information front. That's funny. Russian aggression on the information front. That's something that rich. Yoel Roth, who was Twitter's head of trust and security at the time, this was the guy who oversaw lots of censorship, censorship of COVID, censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story, so much censorship, Yoel Roth got to see it all. He informed Special Agent Kobzinets and his FBI colleagues that Twitter would, quote, review the reported accounts under our rules, but he warned that the list would include a few accounts of American and Canadian journalists. Therefore, he said Twitter's review would focus first and foremost on identifying any potential inauthenticity. He then suggested that he would be open to suspending authentic accounts if it could be proven that they have a hidden tie to a foreign government. Journalists who, quote, who cover the conflict with a pro-Russian stance are unlikely to be found in violation of our rules absent other context that might establish some kind of covert deceptive association between them and a government. Any additional information or context in those areas is, of course, welcome and appreciated. How many journalists write cover for their government all the time? I mean, journalists in this country do constantly. We basically have state media now, the corporate media. Chinese journalists, they write, do the bidding of Beijing. So the Ukrainian guy, the Ukrainian security guy, says he didn't really directly acknowledge Roth's concerns about Ukraine's FBI abetted effort to censor journalists. He just said, whatever your review determines and action Twitter deems is appropriate would be appreciated. Inside Twitter, Roth forwarded the FBI request to colleagues. He said, quote, this is the output of our meeting with the FBI last week. The list of accounts is a mixed bag. There's some state media mixed in with a bunch of other stuff, but given the context, I think a deep dive here is warranted. In an email, Aaron Maté, who's one of the journalists, again, who was on this list, who writes this piece, who was on the show yesterday, he asked Special Agent Kobzinitz if he had vetted Ukraine's censorship request list before sending it to Twitter. He also asked him if, after being informed by Twitter's security guy, Yoel Roth, that the FBI was trying to censor journalists on the SBU's behalf, whether that had prompted any review or revision of his assistance to Ukrainian intelligence. But the FBI guy did not respond. The FBI's National Press Office also declined to answer questions. After several queries, he invoked Twitter's warnings that the FBI's assistance to Ukraine entailed censoring journalists and asked if that has prompted any changes to the Bureau's collaboration with Ukrainian intelligence. Quote, while we appreciate your inquiry as a matter of practices, we do not confirm, deny, or otherwise comment on specific interactions, nor confirm the veracity of correspondence, an FBI spokesperson wrote. You know, it goes to show you how plugged in the FBI and big tech was. Now, I always tell you the unholy triad here between corporate media, big tech, and the government, all working together. And before Elon Musk took over Twitter, this was standard. I mean, this was standard operating procedure. The FBI would send a list to Twitter. Twitter would do the FBI's bidding. When it came time to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story, they were more than happy to do that. Censor you on COVID, more than happy to do that. Censor real, actual scientific evidence regarding COVID vaccines, for example, more than happy to do that. Absolutely. Do Ukraine's bidding and censor information that might be pro-Russian, more than happy to do that. Twitter was more than happy to help. They had to find ways to justify it, though, but they were able to always kind of bend the rules like a little pretzel to just kind of make it all work, you know? This disclosure of a collaboration on censorship between the FBI and Ukraine is the latest documented instance of Ukrainian state-tied attempts to target foreign voices. It's funny, right? We're always talking about this is a fight for democracy. You know, the pro give Ukraine anything that they want crowd always says this is a fight for democracy. That doesn't sound very democratic, does it, for them to target journalists? That doesn't sound exactly democratic. Again, I guess your definition of democratic might be different than mine, but censorship and targeting journalists doesn't exactly meet the standard. A Ukrainian website known as Mirat Voritz maintains a list of what it calls enemies of Ukraine. This journalist was actually added to that list along with the Gray Zone's Anna Parampil, as well as the comedian and YouTube host Jimmy Dore. The database was co-founded by Anton Gerashenko, deputy minister at the Ukraine's Ministry of Internal Affairs, where he now serves as an advisor. So the censorship runs deep here, obviously. News of the FBI's work with Ukrainian intelligence to censor Twitter users also follows reporting from journalist Li Fang that the FBI had pressured Facebook to remove accounts and posts deemed by the SBU to be Russian disinformation. According to Li Fang, a senior Ukrainian official in regular contact with the FBI defined, quote, disinformation in such broad terms that it could mean viewpoints that simply contradict the Ukrainian government's narrative. But you know, if you are shocked by any of this now at this point, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't, because this has just been commonplace for years in this country, where big tech was willing to do the bidding of the FBI and the Democrat Party. Big tech, corporate media, all working together on this stuff. The censor machine is real. and doing it on Ukraine's behalf, because sure, you might put something out there that they believe will help Russia. How, I have no idea. How it helps Russia in the fight, I have no idea. But you, but the only thing it does do is sway public opinion, and that can be very powerful, obviously, public opinion. So you can't allow public opinion to go a different way, because then maybe people might start making phone calls to their member of Congress and other people saying, are you guys going to do anything in terms of debate on any of this stuff, or are we just going to keep going down this road forever and ever and ever? So that's where things stand right now. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today on everything we are discussing. Lots of thoughts on the fires. So if you want to weigh in on what happened here, Patrick Bain on Twitter says, I believe the Canadian wildfires were caused by a careless cigarette-smoking bat. Very good. Very, very good. Yes. Blame the bats for everything. I mean, truly. And not just the old bat Nancy Pelosi. I mean, bats. Blame them for everything, damn it. Chris Eppolito says, the new smoke czar, the nation's leading authority on smoke in the air, Fantonio Auchi. The nation's leading authority on smoke in the air. It's required by law that you say that. Fantonio Auchi. Very good. Has said that face masks are not necessary since the current conditions don't exceed the equivalent of 5 packs of Newports per day. I'll tell you what, a pack of Newports sounds pretty good right now. You know what I mean? I'm saying. The question of whether or not this could be something that was sabotage on the wildfires, I'm sure there'll be investigations in all of that. So there you go. 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. My friend is at Dr. Mike Venaria's office. She said the ladies at the office said the ads are working so well, they wish it would stop. Don't say that on the air. I have to say that on the air. It's hysterical. Come on. That's so funny. I'm glad to hear it's working well. And thank you for going to see Dr. Mike Venaria and for supporting him. It's fantastic that there's been such great support for all of our sponsors on the show. We are not NPR, and we can't do this without our wonderful, wonderful sponsors who put us on the airwaves. Earl is in Tacony. Earl. Hello?
Yes.
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 How are you?
Yes, Rich.
Yes.
Fine, thanks. Finally, managed to get through. I have a parody song for you. You said you wanted to know about the Blame Canada song. I have my own version of it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I can't breathe. I feel I'm going to choke. Canada is burning and they're sending all their smoke. Should we blame Trudeau? Or should we blame the fire? Are all the troopers burning all their tires? Blame Canada. Blame Canada. So much smoke is in the skies, I'm tearing in the eyes. Blame Canada. Blame Canada. It's a country that deserves burning anyway.
Ooh.
Love it.
So you're up there with Dom and Opelka.
All right, now I'm going to tell both Henry and Matt DeSantis this. If that becomes a promo, the two of you are fired.
I already have 3 promos, so I think I'm set.
Yeah, I think you're good. Earl, thank you. When is your concert?
I'm still getting to try and get a hold of Dan and figure out whether I'm going to be at the Dom Giordano Day or not.
Yeah. Well, it's the best part about this is you have the radio on in the background, so you could hear yourself singing on delay.
I didn't realize that you could hear the radio from here.
Yeah, we all can. The hundreds of thousands of people can hear your radio, Earl, as you sing, and then you coming through your own radio.
I didn't get shit to turn the radio down. That was another
room. You're busy. You're a songwriter. You're an artist, Earl. You can't be bothered with those little details. Come on.
I know better than that. I know the rules for radio. I'm supposed to turn that down.
He's legit distracted by the radio. He wants to hear himself. Earl, thank you very much for calling today and sharing that entertainment with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. I guess I'm on probation for another 3 months like before.
Yeah, let's try again the end of summer, all right?
Take care, Rich.
Thank you, Earl. Appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. Oh, I love Earl. I do. The guy's willing to be the punchline of a joke. You got to admire that in life. You really do. All right, so Democrat Representative Robert Garcia of California wanted to honor a queen, and stood up on the floor of the House of Representatives and said this, cut number four.
Now, I rise to commemorate the start of Pride Month by honoring the one and only queen of drag, RuPaul. An artist, a philanthropist, and a barrier breaker, RuPaul Charles has become an American phenomenon and an icon.
Honoring the one and only queen of drag, RuPaul. There you go. So, happy Pride Month, and RuPaul is the queen. There you go. Nice to know you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Wilfred Riley's coming up. Was this a hate crime hoax? The artist formerly known as Ellen Page, now known as Elliot Page, was Elliot Page actually attacked in a hate crime incident? Was she? Oh, I just misgendered. We'll find out. We'll talk to our buddy Wilfred Riley about that a little bit after 5 o'clock. Steve Delaney says, update, sources confirm that we can cross songwriter Billy Joel off the list of people suspected to have started the fire. Get it? Because we didn't start the fire. What is this, amateur night? What's going on here?
Open mic.
I guess it's open mic. It's just Shecky here is what's happening here today. All right. Thank you very much for that, Steve. Any other jokes we want to have happen on the show today? Okay, good. Sounds good to me. We'll maybe leave it in the hands of the pros. Why not? No, we're not going to be doing YouTube at 5 o'clock today because, again, my daughter had a kindergarten show today, and I was running so late because I had another meeting before that, and I had to go to my dermatologist and tell the dermatologist that I was in fact a male. So that I didn't have a chance to put on. I look like hell is my point. So we can't do, tomorrow and Friday we'll do that. We'll end the week on a high note. All right, that's what we'll do. What am I saying here today, Henry? What am I got? Oh, I see it right here. Yes, NJ diet. That's the thing. I don't look terrific right now, but when it comes to your body, this coming summer, do you want to be the guy in the pool with a shirt on? Do you want to be the guy at the beach wearing the shirt because you're embarrassed to take it off? Of course not, right? You want to look good. You want to feel good. And that's why you need NJ Diet, njdiet.com. And the best part about this is it is contractually guaranteed. You will have weight loss before summer's over of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time with njdiet.com. And how do I know it works? Because I've heard from so many people who've said it is the real deal and it's contractually guaranteed. So it has to work for you. So reach out to them today at 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. Do it today. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery, none of that stuff. It's just real weight loss designed for your body, your biochemistry. All right? So do it today. NJDiet.com. Contractually guaranteed weight loss of 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time with NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
You know, I got an email. I try to check the emails, too, as much as possible. Paul says, the title of the email is Smoke. Hi, Rich. You may want to ease up on your flip attitude about smoke. I was out all day working. No problem. It started getting bad about 2:30. This S could hang around all summer. Are they getting the fires under control? I ain't no P, but this stuff sucks. I don't know what you mean by flip attitude. I don't know what you want me to say. I've told you there's air quality alerts. I've told you my son's stuff has been canceled. I also said if you're elderly or there's little kids, you should probably avoid this if you're asthmatic or something. Do you want me to tell you to lock your doors, put duct tape your windows, and not leave your house? You don't need me to tell you that. I don't know what flip attitude. I'm not really sure what that means, but anyway, I'm sorry if you feel that way. I feel bad for people that have to work outside in this crap. I'm glad I don't have to. I mean, people working on the construction or working on the roads, it's gotta be terrible for them. I'm not flip about that in any way, shape, or form. But I do. I mean, also too, like, you know, for the left to turn around with their climate change nonsense and start screaming about this is why we need the Green New Deal, I find that to be histrionic, taking advantage of something, and that bothers me. That actually infuriates me. And I keep saying that the good news is they're forecasting that this should be out of here tomorrow or possibly the next day. That's it. I mean, what can I say? I don't know. I feel, yeah, if you're working outside right now this probably is the absolute worst for you. And I feel for you. I do. Believe me, I do. And I feel bad for emergency personnel, cops and firefighters and other people that are going to be outside in this today. People working, guys working construction. Of course I feel bad for everybody who's got to deal with this stuff. No doubt. But, again, I'm not somebody who panics. And I also am very keen on people using a crisis to not let a crisis go to waste so that they can turn it into an opportunity. And I'm seeing a lot of that from the left today about climate change, a whole lot of that about climate change. You know, that this means we need the Green New Deal. And there's no evidence that this is anything about climate change. At this point, it could just be natural fires, or it could also have been started by someone with a cigarette. We just don't know yet. So that's that. But I, you know, it's just funny when people, I don't need to be doom and gloom. I also don't need to run around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I'm not dismissing it. I just think, you know, luckily this is not going to be here at least for forever. I mean, that's what they're saying. It's going to be a couple of days of this. But truly, my heart does go out for you if you have to work outside, because I know this is not easy to be outside in this kind of air quality. Just like I'm sure, you know, if you work outside on particularly hot days, that also is tough. I hate that for you, too. Whenever, you know, there's heat waves and things like that, people that have to work outside, construction jobs and that sort of thing, it's tough. You have my deepest respect. You certainly do. Let's see here. Nancy is in Delco. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. I just wanted to say my husband is 80 years old, and he has a little part-time job delivering medicine. So I've been calling him every hour, and he's doing fine. He's wearing a mask.
Okay.
And I am the manager of 24 Paper Boys and Paper Girls. It's a weekly paper, and they deliver the paper today. But I emailed all the parents, and I told them, you know, since the quality of the air is so bad, you know, the kids can do their papers tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow will be better. My husband has this little job because he was in the Army for 28 years, and I guess they didn't teach him how to use a screwdriver, so he's not handy. So he got bored around here, so he delivers medicine, and he's happy doing that.
Well, good. I'm glad for him, and thank you for his service. We appreciate that very much. I'm glad to hear that he's doing okay.
Yeah, and I've been doing this job with the paper boys and paper girls for, we're probably the only paper left that has kid delivering. I've been doing this job for 45 years. When I started, there was 6,000 customers in Havertown. We're down to like 560, but the kids are hanging in there, and so am I.
Good. A paper route is a good job. All jobs for kids are good, I think. It builds character. So I'm glad to hear that you do that.
It teaches them so many things. They're wonderful little kids.
Yeah, it does. Nancy, thank you for the call, my dear. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. How the air quality is affecting you, let me know. 855-839-1210. Paul is in Tabernacle, New Jersey. Paul, how are you?
Hey, Rich. I'm doing really well. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I was at the supermarket. There's a big run on toilet paper with this smoke thing going on. I don't know what's going on, why people are buying up all the toilet paper, but shelves are getting empty quick.
Yeah, I don't like your flip attitude on this.
They wanted me to wear a mask going in there, too, but I refused.
I think you should stay in your house for 2 weeks, Paul. We're in this together.
I'm pretty sure work's going to allow me to do that, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some assistance from either the federal government or the state.
What I think is we need to have regular briefings at 5 p.m. every day with Asanto Fauci. On how this is affecting people's health.
That would definitely be helpful.
Paul, don't buy all the toilet paper, man. I'm going to Costco tonight.
Well, I think about the last two packs that were on the shelves. So hopefully they're restocking.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks for the laugh. 855-839-1210. Yes, Anthony Fauci, Santo Fauci, of course, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You always have to say that by law. I believe he came out today and he said that we should not have kids back in the classroom as a result of this. I think the troll under the bridge, Randy Weingarten, set those fires. I could be wrong, but just kidding. Yeah, it's pretty bad, the smoke outside. No question about it. Let's see, I got a text from my buddy who said, said the smoke is pretty bad outside. Took my dog for a long walk last night, and his throat is still bothering him. So, yeah, look, I mean, like I said, if you particularly have allergies or asthma, this is not fun. I can completely understand that. My attitude on these things, again, it's not flip, but my heart goes out to you if you have to be outside. It does. If you're elderly or you're a little kid, then you probably should not be out there in this. If you've got asthma, you've got allergies, you probably shouldn't be out there in this. But I had lunch outside today. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. They've canceled all my son's activities tonight. He was supposed to have swim. That's been canceled. His golf lesson's been canceled. And thank God he doesn't have a baseball game tonight. He had it last night. It was funny too because we were at the game last night, and you could see the smoke kind of rolling in at around, I don't know, I want to say it was about 7:30 when it started to really roll in. And then at that point in time, I didn't know what was happening because I just didn't pay attention to the news, even though I do a talk show. So I asked somebody, one of the dads, and he said that this was coming from the Jersey wildfires down by Bass River. And then somebody else said, no, that was this weekend. This is coming from Canada. So we can all blame Canada for this. But how is it impacting you? Let me know. Caroline is in Philly. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Well, considering. it's kind of bad out here. When I started out this morning, the fog was more farther away. And as the day went on, it started, you know, dropping. And so I'm wearing a mask. And I work for a company. We're not letting the dogs walk too far. You know, it's usually a half an hour walk, but we're cutting it down to about 15 minutes. And I think everybody kind of understands the situation. It also is bothering my eyes. I've been out here since 7 this morning, and I'm just finishing up now. So not only does it bother, you know, your breathing, but it's bothering my eyes. So I'm glad that I'm finishing up.
Well, good. I'm glad you're finishing up, too. Well, take care, Caroline, and thanks for calling the show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 855-839-1210. So one thought, by the way, breaking news, the Phillies game is off for tonight. Major League Baseball has canceled a bunch of games because of this smoke, and the Phillies game has been postponed. So it was supposed to be at Citizens Bank Park, Phillies Tigers. The game has been postponed after smoke plumes from this Canadian wildfire have left the region with dangerous air quality. The Phillies will make up the game at 6:05 p.m. on Thursday. So 6:05 p.m. tomorrow, assuming obviously that this, you know, goes away. I've been watching the news and the weather, and they're saying that this should be out of here by tomorrow night, maybe Friday the latest. So that's the good news. Certainly. All right. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join me. Of course, he checks in with us once a week on Wednesdays, and I'll have a nice chat with him about the latest potential hate crime hoax. Yes, and let me know how the smoke is affecting you. You can tweet me at Rich Zeoli or call the show, 855-839-1210. We'll be right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.